It's the final week of Locker Room Chats as we're now in the postseason in high school football, and we'll get you set for Nemaha Central and their playoff potential run this year as we talk to Michael Glatzik, the head coach. It's brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, big way to end the regular season, a big win at Republic County, 47-0. And really, since the loss to Riverside, your team, or I should say St. Mary's, your team has won the last three in big fashion. But let's talk about the Republic County game. How impressive was that performance in getting that big shutout victory?
It's just like you said, it was a key to get a fast start in the win. You know, our kids played well, minus a couple of big plays. I always harp on little things of taking care of the football. And we won a turnover battle 4-0.
Obviously, that's a big deal, winning that turnover battle like that. And, of course, you had to deal with the loss of your All-State quarterback, Zach Kramer, earlier in the year. But it seems like the team has found a rhythm here since that loss to St. Mary's. You've outscored your last three opponents 159-19. Obviously, it's real key the way your team has played the last few weeks since the loss to St. Mary's and having momentum going into the postseason. What's been the most impressive parts, I guess, with how your team has played here in the last few weeks?
After the St. Mary's loss, you know, I preach to the seniors, you know, about leadership, and I think those kids have taken a big step in that leadership the last couple games, and hopefully it spreads into the playoffs here.
Yeah, the playoff run will start with a game against 5-3 Pleasant Ridge. We will preview that matchup coming up next. Continuing to talk with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. It is presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. As well, they begin the postseason coming up on Friday. Thunder are 6-2. They get to host 5-3 Pleasant Ridge. And the Rams, Pleasant Ridge, they put together their best season here since 2018 with a 5-win total coming into the postseason. However, they're going to limp into the playoffs. They were beat by number 2 Silver Lake last week, 59-24. But, Coach, when you look at this Rams team, I mean, what stands out and what challenges do they present this week?
Just like you said, Pleasant Ridge is an athletic team that flies around. You know, I truly believe we have to stay true to what we do, and that is establishing the line of scrimmage on the run game. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity and see what our kids can do on Friday night.
Do you take much from the playoff game last year? I mean, you look and you obviously had to play this team in the playoffs last year, and it was a big win for you, 50-6. I mean, can you take much away from that, or is it just like starting the slate clean and it's just a brand new ball game this time around?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it's a whole new year. You know, obviously we lost Zach, but Brayden Uphouse is stepping up big time. You know, and our defense is finally starting to find the groove of what happened last year.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, what's going to be some keys this week to get a win and move on to the next round?
So the keys to winning will be the control line of scrimmage, limit our mental mistakes, and win the turnover battle.
Should be a good one between the Rams and the Thunder coming up on a Friday night, first round of the postseason in Class 2A. And again, our conversations throughout the year with Nemaha Central Coach Michael Glatzik, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, it's been a blast and a pleasure talking to you throughout the course of the year. We'll obviously watch your success throughout the postseason, and good luck on Friday, and good luck throughout the rest of the playoffs.
All right, appreciate it, Brandon.